and taken it. It had frightened Tiffany, too. Granny, who seldom said anything without thinking about it for 10 minutes beforehand, had struck the wretched man twice across the face in a brief blur of movement. And then news had got around all along the chalk. For a while, at least, people were a little more gentle with their animals. For months after that moment with the peddler, carters and drovers and farmers, all across the downs, would hesitate before raising a whip or a stick and think, suppose Granny Aching is watching. But how did you know that? Tiffany asked. Oh, I guessed. She sounds like a witch to me, whatever she thought she was. A good one, too. Tiffany inflated with inherited pride. Did she help people? Miss Level added. The pride deflated a bit. The instant answer, yes, jumped onto her tongue, and yet Granny Aching hardly ever came down off the hills, except for Hogswatch and the early lambing. You seldom saw her in the village, unless the peddler who sold Jolly Sailor tobacco was late on his rounds, in which case she'd be down in a hurry and a flurry of greasy black skirts to catch a pipeful off one of the old men. But there wasn't a person on the chalk, from the barren down, who didn't owe something to Granny. And what they owed to her, she made them pay to others. She always knew who was short of a favour or two. She made them help one another, she said. She made them help themselves. In the silence that followed, Tiffany heard the birds singing by the road. You got a lot of birds here, but she missed the high scream of the buzzards. Miss Level sighed. Not many of us are that good, she said. If I was that good, we wouldn't be going to visit old Mr. Weevil again. Tiffany said, oh dear, inside. Most days included a visit to Mr. Weevil. Tiffany dreaded them. Mr. Weevil's skin was paper-thin and yellowish. He was always in the same old armchair, in a tiny room in a small cottage that smelled of old potatoes, and was surrounded by a more or less overgrown garden. He'd be sitting bolt upright, his hands on two walking sticks, wearing a suit that was shiny with age, staring at the door. "I make sure he has something hot every day, although he eats like a bird," Miss Level had said. "And old Widow Tussie down the lane does his laundry, such as it is. He's 91, you know." Mr. Weevil had very bright eyes and chatted away to and at them as they tidied up the room. The first time Tiffany had met him, he'd called her Mary. Sometimes he still did so. And he'd grabbed her wrist with surprising force as she walked past. It had been a real shock. That claw of a hand suddenly gripping her. You could see blue veins under the skin.
"I shan't be a burden on anyone," he said urgently. "I got money put by for when I go. My boy Toby won't have nothing to worry about. I can pay my way. I want the proper funeral show, right, with the black horses and the plumes and the mutes and a knife and fork tea for everyone afterward. I've written it all down fair and square. Check in my box to make sure, will you? That witch woman's always hanging around here."
Tiffany had given Miss Level a despairing look. She'd nodded and pointed to an old wooden box tucked under Mr. Weevil's chair. It had turned out to be full of coins, mostly copper, but there were quite a few silver ones. It looked like a fortune, and for a moment Tiffany wished she'd had as much money. "There's a lot of coins in here, Mr. Weevil," she'd said. Mr. Weevil relaxed.
"Ah, that's right," he'd said. "Then I won't be a burden."
Today Mr. Weevil was asleep when they called on him, snoring with his mouth open and his yellow-brown teeth showing. But he awoke in an instant, stared at them and then said,
"My boy Toby's coming to see I Saturday."
"That's nice, Mr. Weevil," said Miss Level, plumping up his cushions. "We'll get the place nice and tidy."
"He's done very well for hisself, you know," said Mr. Weevil proudly. "Got a job indoors with no heavy lifting. He said he'll see I all right in my old age, but I told him I'd pay my way when I go. The old thing, the salt and earth and tuppence for the ferryman, too."
Today Miss Level gave him a shave. His hands shook too much for him to do it himself. Yesterday she'd cut his toenails because he couldn't reach them. It was not a safe spectator sport, especially when one smashed a window pane.
"It's all in a box under my chair," he said as Tiffany nervously wiped the last bits of foam off him. "Just check for me, will you, Mary?"
Oh, yes, that was the ceremony every day. There was the box and there was the money. He asked every time. There was always the same amount of money. "Tuppence for the ferryman," said Tiffany as they walked home.
"'Mr. Weevil remembers all the old funeral traditions,' said Miss Level. "'Some people believe that when you die, you cross the river of death.'